next case is 98-1059, City of Lancaster versus Fairfield County Budget Commission Court of Appeals.
I'm not sure what to call the rush. I don't have any freedom. I'm after, I think I found that here.
Mr. Hart.
Rules are different. Different people, depending on who you are. It's always been that way.
Mr. Hart.
Until my dying breath, I will try to make it.
If you wish to raise that electric, I have to switch there.
Can't you raise down from your pen?
I am.
Can you help put the lectern up here? It's got blue down. Up. No, lectern.
Lectern.
The whole lectern. Do you know, maybe the...
Press the button on the...
Press the button.
There you go.
There we go. Oh, you have 10 minutes left on your argument.
And counting.
Mr. Chief Justice, members of the court, police and court, we're here today to determine whether or not the Fairfield County Budget Commission, in fact, proposed and adopted an alternative formula on April 8, 1996, for ensuing years. The adoption of the resolution in 1996 stated specifically for the year 1997. By operation of the resolution, we feel that this alternative formula was adopted on a multi-year basis because every political subdivision except for the Board of Commissioners and for the City of Lancaster received a greater distribution of funds in 1997 and in 1998. Historically, the Budget Commission acted in 1996 for the distribution in 1997 on an alternative basis. Again, the Budget Commission acted in 1998 for the distribution year 1998 based upon the 1996 resolution.
The rule for you, do we have to overrule Andover?
No, Your Honor.
Seems pretty clear.
Township case can be distinguished because the City of Lancaster, the City of Ashtabula, had adopted the alternative formula on an annual basis, as did the Ashtabula, all of the other legislative authorities involved in that case. They had adopted on an annual basis the alternative formula, and I believe the case indicates that the City of Ashtabula decided not to adopt the alternative formula in 1976.
Do you agree that the BTA relied heavily for their decision on Andover?
I believe that is the case.
And you want us to reverse the BTA?
We do.
Ergo, do we reverse Andover?
By implication, I believe so.
Well, but I thought you just told me we didn't have to.
Well, I don't believe you really do, because the action of the City of Ashtabula was inconsistent with the actions of all of the other legislative authorities. All of the other legislative authorities in the Ashtabula County case had adopted the alternative formula, whereas the City of Ashtabula decided not to on that specific year.
So you think Andover can be distinguished on its facts?
I do, because in this case, in the case that we are dealing with here, all of the legislative authorities that were required to adopt the alternative formula did so. The only difference is the city of Columbus, which was determined to be the largest city with so on, while initially adopting the alternative formula for simply 1 year, thereafter removed the one-year limitation, and its actions then became consistent with all of the other legislative authorities.
Okay, I agree. Andover can be distinguished on its facts. Then what law does that leave us?
Well, where that leaves us is the actual of the Andover Township case being good law for the situation where a legislative authority wishing to remove itself from the alternative formula may do so if there has been an annual resolution adopted, the process being adopted on an annual basis. In this case, I believe that the actions of the Fairfield County Budget Commission are legitimate in that the formula was adopted on a multi-year basis, and the actions of the city of Columbus by eliminating the limitation allowed itself to come into conformity or to be consistent with the remaining legislative authorities. So I do believe these two cases can coexist.
Well, unless of course you read the language as your opponents do. They read the Columbus language as only applicable for the one tax year. So that, if you did read it that way, wouldn't you be in the Ashtabula scenario?
Justice Cook, if you are asking about the resolution that was adopted by the city of Columbus in 1996.
Yeah, it says beginning in 1996 for funds distributed in 97. That's the language that, as you know, your opponent says, hey, that was just for 1 year. So they don't have an approval of an alternative formula for the coming years.
The resolution adopted on April 21, 1997 by the city of Columbus removed the one-year limiting language. And I believe the ordinance of the city of Columbus indicated in its history that the purpose of passing the second ordinance was so that the ordinance did not have to come before the city council on an annual basis thereafter.
But you agree, you know, that your opponent takes another view of that language nonetheless. Right. But if that view were taken, I would suggest maybe we're back in the Ashtabula. I'm not saying which, but that's the whole point of their argument, is that it really was, that language limits it to just that tax year, and then you would be in the same problem as they were in the Ashtabula case with having Andover case.
Yes, that would be correct, because mm-hmm. there would be a one-year
right problem.
Mm-hmm. Is it your best argument, and if it is, should we even consider that requiring annual appropriations approval would present a logistical nightmare that might tend to get local government funds never distributed?
I do believe it creates problems, Justice Douglas, because what I believe you're referring to is the Union Township case, the Court of Appeals case, which requires an annual adoption of an alternative formula. And I believe that the Union Township case misapplied the Ashtabula case. And as we all know, the Union Township case was decided in 1995, the Andover case in 1977. I believe that adopting the Union Township rationale would do injury to the alternative form of the statutes 57, 47, 53, and 63, which state that an alternative formula may may be adopted by the board of commissioners, the largest city, and majority of the other legislative authorities.
Is that forever binding on them, or do you agree that affected municipalities could each year bring an appeal? For instance, when I was in city council, the city of Toledo, we used to appeal it every year because the county always took their extraordinary major share and we never got enough. Now, could you still do that under your theory?
I believe that if a majority of the board of commissioners, the largest city, and the majority of the other legislative authorities move to either revise, amend, or repeal the alternative formula in the same manner that it was adopted.
But it requires all of them to do it.
A majority.
Okay. And if you don't have a, if you don't have a majority, the alternative formula stays in effect ad infinitum.
Unless that were to occur, I would say yes. Yes. And that is where the Fairfield County Budget Commission would take exception to the rationale of the Union Township case. The whole purpose of an alternative formula is to get away from the statutory formula.
And appeals.
Sure. Sure. That's our case.
Great.
Thank you, Mr. Hart.
Thanks.
Mr. Bernice.
The funds distributed in 1997 was valid for 1998 distribution, 99, and thereafter, notwithstanding the limiting language in the alternate itself, and notwithstanding the City of Columbus's one-year approval for distribution year 1997. We submit that because of those two situations occurring surrounding that adoption, this offer at best was valid only for distribution year 1997, and that the Budget Commission should have proposed and adopted and received the approvals for a new alternate in 98 or allocated pursuant to the statutory method.
But doesn't adopting your position let the tail wag the dog? You always would be, you represent Westerville, I think. Yeah. It was always the libraries that came in and said, we object. And so they could hold up the complete distribution of the local government fund, or at least percentage-wise, and here you could control it every year by saying, we object, if it has to be done annually. And doesn't that just present an impossible situation for governing municipalities or governmental units all within a political subdivision?
Absolutely, Justice Douglas, and
good.
That is not the position the City of Lancaster takes with regard to the specific case that's under this appeal. What we object to is not the fact that alternates can't meet multi-year alternates. We object to the fact that the City of Columbus, the largest city that has veto power over this alternate, approved it for only 1 year. Moreover, we object to this alternate being used for 98 and thereafter because the very language used in the alternate said it was adopted by the Budget Commission and approved by the subdivisions both beginning in 1996 for funds distributed in 1997. That, by very terms, limited use of this alternate to 1997. Now, half the
beginning, beginning just starts the time, does it not? The statute doesn't require that the formula be reapproved every year, does it? There's no language that says that, that this must happen each year.
There is no language in the statutes, Chief Justice. That's correct. I have found no language in the statutes that limits the use of an alternate to a single year. However, I do believe that if the subdivision budget commission formulates an alternate whereby they incorporate limiting language into the alternate, the alternate by its terms is good for whatever period those subdivisions agree is good for.
Well, does the word beginning indicate necessarily that that's only for 1 year? Beginning can be beginning of 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, depending upon what the term is. And if, I would think that if they wanted to limit it to a year, they could have used language that, that said that.
Absolutely. And if they wanted to have the alternate good for 1997 and thereafter, they could have said that as well.
Right.
However, they didn't. And we're left with the ambiguous issue of what does this mean, beginning in 1996 or across this period in 1997? And arguably, that could be for a single year's use. But that aside, regardless of whether this alternate was intended to be good for 2, 3, 4 years, or 100 years, we still have to deal with the largest city's approval for just 1 year.
Now,
They approved the alternate as adopted by the budget commission. And whatever the budget commission adopted is what they approved.
They didn't put a year limit in it, they approved it. And your argument is this woman did it for 1 year, that at the end of 1 year it expired and everybody had to reapprove, correct?
That's correct.
But in fact, Columbus, on April 21st, 1997, reapproved it, correct?
That's correct.
And you're saying that reapproval was not valid because everybody else had to also reapprove.
That's correct.
That's your theory. Your theory is not, and I thought I heard you just say that people can't approve multi-year contracts. You're saying that they can't. So you're really objecting to the specific factual basis here rather than the general proposition that if you gave a multi-year, that would be valid.
Yes, that's correct. And I might add, Justice, that with regard to alternates, they're not like contracts. In fact, this court has refused to apply contract law to analyze and construe these agreements. Because when the Budget Commission begins its statutory work on August 1st of the ensuing year, they must complete by September 1st of that year for the ensuing year. When the Budget Commission started this alternate process in 1996, on August 1st, they had to complete it by September 1st of 1996. They wanted to institute a multi-year alternate, as they said they wanted to do. They needed to adopt it and receive all the approvals from the subdivisions for a multi-year alternate by September 1st, 1996.
To accept your position, we have to accept the proposition that because only Columbus put a one-year limitation on it, that automatically limits it to multi-year approvals for approval.
Well, there are several spins off of that, and what you just stated is one of them. Columbus, you could say, attempted a unilateral amendment of this multi-year alternate, which would have a result of the alternate not being approved. Because
or if you accept their interpretation, Columbus came in line with that.
Well, Columbus had to give the overall approval to the multi-year alternate prior to September 1st, 1996. That second resolution came well after September 1st, 1996.
Not for 98.
They came during 1997.
Well, they had a one-year approval already in place in 97. That was done in 96. And this approval for 98 came in April, which is plenty early for 8 for a 98.
But all the approvals had to be in by September 1st, 1996 from all the subdivisions.
If they accept your proposition that everybody else would have to re-up because of the change.
Well,
under their theory, as I understand it, the other people gave their approval for sort of an indefinite into the future. Columbus said 1 year. Columbus in April says, okay, we're going to join the rest, we're going to re-up for 98. And their theory is everybody else is already there, Columbus joined them. Your theory is, by Columbus changing it to a multi-year, everybody else has to re-up their multi-year.
We have need.
Our position is the 98th, both commission have to come back to get everybody's approval for that multi-year alternate. The original proposal for a multi-year alternate had been done, signed, sealed, and delivered by September 1st, 1996. They had everybody on board with the exception of the city of Columbus, and that was a fatal defect in that alternate, and that is why there should be a statutory distribution to the order of appeal in 1998. I do have an appeal of budget commission portion of the remand issue that I'd like to address now. The PTA remanded the matter back to the Fairfield County Budget Commission for a statutory allocation. We appealed that. We said that because the statutes were at the city of Lancaster, a review, a hearing de novo before the PTA that pursuant to the law and Ohio Supreme Court case law that the DTA had to sit in place of and it's just were the budget commission and do the statutory allocation for the year under appeal. Moreover, since the budget commission and the subdivision did not brief that argument at the appellees, we submit further that pursuant to Supreme Court Rule of Practice, Rule 6, Section 6, that our argument and briefs reasonably sustained reversal of the budget commission and that should find for us on that one as well. Basically, that's what the city of Lancaster's position is. If there are any other questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you, Mr. Bernice. Mr. Hart, you've saved almost 9 minutes of your time.
Is comfortable with either the Board of Tax Appeals hearing the matter of statutory allocation, if it needs to be. It is also comfortable with the remand to the Fairfield County Budget Commission. The decision of the Board of Tax Appeals remand for statutory hearing, I believe, was a practical decision based upon the fact that the issues presented to the Board of Tax Appeals were stipulated and that no factual matters were presented to the Board of Tax Appeals with regard to the approval of the alternative formula. So I believe that it was within the wise discretion of the Board of Tax Appeals to remand for the Budget Commission to hear issues surrounding the statutory formula if, in fact, the Board of Tax Appeals decision overturning the alternative formula stays intact. Thank you.
Thank you. The case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.